Thanks for tuning in to the Animal Control Report podcast, where we help debunk the dog catcher stereotype. A lot of times people think it's a dog catcher when they hear about animal control officers. But here on the Animal Control Report, we change that by taking you inside the day-to-day operations of animal control officers. Not only will you hear stories of animal control officers, but you'll hear from industry experts as well. We are also part of the Keep It Humane podcast network. We have some amazing partners there, so check them out at keepithumane.com/podcast network. You can listen to all the animal control and animal welfare related podcast there. And let's continue to help people help animals. Welcome to another edition of the Animal Control Report, special edition of the Animal Control Officer Appreciation Week. We're here with Laura from Texas. Laura, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
We're excited to have you. And honestly, these are our favorite episodes of the year just because we get to learn about ACOs. So I'm just curious, from your standpoint, how did you get into this? How did you know you wanted to do this job? Like, you wanted to be an ACO?
So when I actually started doing animal related stuff, I really had no intention of getting into like municipal animal care. I had actually worked at a vet clinic in Missouri before I moved to Texas. And had worked at that vet clinic, just, you know, cleaning and things like that, and moved from there to the Humane Society up in Missouri, where they were very, very, very breed specific on what they would take in or what they would place for adoption. Ended up moving down to Texas. And worked at a vet clinic doing the same thing, cleaning and all of that. And it just wasn't a very good fit. And I applied just kind of at other animal related jobs down here and actually got hired on by a very, very large municipal shelter and kind of started at the beginning, at the bottom of the, you know, ladder, cleaning dog kennels, things like that. And the opportunity came up for me to apply to be an officer. And so I jumped at the chance. And once I got into it and saw that I could do more than just clean the animals, where I was actually interacting with the public and educating them and making a difference at the community level, it just kind of spiraled from there. And having not always been born and raised in Texas, you know, I kind of had that outsider's perspective where how things operate here as opposed to how they did in Missouri and still do in Missouri, unfortunately, was just a complete 180 kind of situation between the two. But I've, you know, managed to build relationships with members of the community and with other agencies in the area. And just promoted from, you know, an animal control officer up to the next step, which was a senior, which was more specialized. So we did specific things, not just out running field calls. Eventually promoted to supervisor and left that agency after 15 years.
Okay.
And moved to a smaller municipal shelter. Where we don't house the numbers of animals that my previous employer did, but we have a much better relationship with our community as a whole and have the support of our community to where we, before I started there, they actually managed to work with one of their friends group who helps with their donations and things like that. And actually renovated the old shelter into a full-blown surgery center.
Oh, wow.
So we have the ability to do x-rays. We can run blood work. We can do dentals. You know, a lot of things that most municipal shelters can't do. So we have that building, and then we have the actual shelter that is literally like a two-second walk from one building to the next.
What is your impact moment? Where was that story of, like, you know, kind of going through your career just in general, knowing that, you know, you're in the vet world, you're trying out this, you're trying out that, When did it click that you were like, I want to help animals, I want to help people?
So that actually clicked well before I joined the workforce. I was notorious for being late to school to stop and help animals.
Oh.
Because when I was in high school, I didn't go to the local public school. I traveled for school, and
Okay.
it was me and two girls that actually lived next door to me, and we were habitually late stopping to help a squirrel or a dog or a cat that we found. And it just kind of spiraled from there. When I graduated high school years ago, and first went to college, it was actually for law.
Okay.
I did not complete that degree. I joined the workforce, got into the animal welfare side of everything, and recently went back to school, and my degree is now in criminal justice, policies and writing them and getting them set into motion and passed and all of that.
Okay.
Because Texas does not have the best animal laws on their books, and there's a lack of education down here, where simple things that are common sense to a lot of people just aren't common here. We just recently passed where you can't tether a dog. Up until that point, you could tie your dog out all day and hope for the best, and it just really isn't ideal, in our weather and how things change so frequently down here.
Yeah, and I think Texas, from what I know, and I'm grateful that I've made a lot of friends through the Texas Animal Control Association and, my friends with the Humane Educators of Texas, like they're doing some great work down there. Texas actually ranks number 12 as far as animal control or humane laws in the country per the ALDF, so the Animal Legal Defense Fund, their 2023 report put Texas at 12. Guess where Missouri is?
I don't even want
You got to guess,
to
bro. This is a game.
know.
There's 50 states, so between 1 and 50.
32.
That's pretty close. Missouri's 37. Where in Missouri were you? Because I travel there quite a bit.
I was born and raised for 20 plus years in St. Louis.
So, it's just like Compton.
That
There's
doesn't
a there's
surprise
a
me.
there's a no, there's a musical reference. If you know, obviously you don't. That's okay. That's okay. However, St. Louis is bad. Sometimes I'll fly into St. Louis and then drive to St. Robert is where I go, down to Fort Leonard Wood. But what, if you had a magic wand that you could wave over animal control officers, the profession, whatever, what is that first thing that you're granting or doing?
Oh, that's hard. I think the first thing I would probably grant, is just a sense of empathy. And I know we all have it, but I think empathy coupled with the understanding that not everyone's life situation is the same. And a lot of the times that 100% affects their situation with an animal. Because, my dogs are spoiled rotten. But I also have the luxury of, if something happens, I can take them to work with me. I've got medical support at work. I've got, I can call my staff at any time of day and get an answer that I may not have myself. But just being able to be out there and build those relationships and understand that these people are going through different things every day, and being able to offer that support to make their day that much better. Whether that's bringing them a bag of dog food, whether it's bringing them a leash, a collar, running down to PetSmart and getting them an ID tag or something.
I love that.
It, that
You're
it's
hearing more, and you're hearing so much more of that. Like, and When I started, and probably you too, I don't want to age us. I'm obviously much older than you, but the dog catcher was an actual thing. It's not this creative genius from Disney coming up with this villain, right? It's a reflection of who we were, and I've worked with them, and no disrespect, I'm not trying to be a jerk, but like they didn't know better. In this profession, you were like there. If you're bored right now and you have time, Google the 1811 law concerning dogs. There was a dog collector and register that basically would pay you for dogs that were killed in New York City to help cull the herd, if you will. So, like our profession came from that. But it's nice to see, and I appreciate all that you're doing out there, outside in the greater Dallas area, right? Can I
Yes.
say that? I'll say that.
We're right outside of Dallas, maybe 10 minutes.
So thank you for that hard work that you're doing, and keeping your team motivated and people in the community safe and having the resources. Any shout outs or anything you want to give before we wrap it up?
I think I just I mean, I want to shout out to you. I'm allowed to say names and stuff.
Oh yeah, we name drop
Okay.
right here. Yeah, let's go.
So I think one of the main players since I've moved down here to Texas is Keene Menifee. A lot of people in Texas are going to know who he is.
I have not met him yet, but I've
You
heard his
need
name.
to.
I've heard his name.
He is an amazing man. He gave me chances that I probably wouldn't have had elsewhere. And he has been an incredible resource for so many different things. And I know that I'm not the only one that he impacted like that. So Keene Menifee, and then Tammy Miller, who is my supervisor now, is probably one of the most supportive, caring, empathetic, I mean, just amazing woman. She's been in the animal welfare world for probably since before she was ever even born. But she is that type of person that is going to support you at work and outside of it. And
Sure.
I think we in the animal welfare business truly need that support while we're on the clock and outside of it.
Got it. That's great to have those people and that support within our community. So shout out to both of them. Thank you for taking the time to be on the Animal Control Report Special Edition. This is Animal Control Officer Appreciation Week. We want to thank all of you working hard and just keeping people and animals safe. Like that's what it was all about. So thank you, Lauren. Thanks for taking the time today. Anything else before we wrap it up?
Adopt, just adopt, rescue, foster, anything anyone can do to keep those animals fine in their homes one way or another.
And don't forget to have your pets spayed and neutered.
True. Very that
Got to
yes,
throw that ball marker. Yeah.
that would very much help, but we're getting there.
We are. Thank you so much for your time. Happy
Thank
ACO
you.
week. Yeah.
You too.